Hey there, you guys. You're listening to the Mediocre Happy Hour, Tallahassee's only Mediocre Golf Association podcast. It's hosted by Joseph Petrowski and Daniel Petrowski, straight from 132nd and 33rd Avenue. So go on, grab yourself a pop, plop on down in the front room, and put your feet on the coffee table. You deserve it. All right, boys, take it away.
Mash my M&M's. Mommy made me mash my M&M's.
Brett,
you're saying.
What am I saying? Am I saying mommy made me mash my M&M's? Because yes. I'm very good at diction,
no,
sir.
Joe said that. So you should do a different one.
I need a different
Daddy
diction.
Daddy made me dick my dick-a-dims.
Have a different diction.
I'm not going to do a different diction after that.
I think you should.
Because all I can think is dick.
What? Oh, wow. There's a child in the audience.
All right. Check it. See if our levels are good.
How's our levels? Our levels.
Good evening and welcome to the fourth. Is this only our fourth?
Give or take.
Mediocre happy hour Petrowski style.
In seven events?
Eight or seven events.
No,
yeah, seven.
Leave them wanting more. That's all I've learned. Event management 101.
All the ladies know that.
You know, fuck Ian.
Wow.
Whoa, that's
hot. Here we go.
Coming in
hot. Were we talking about that before?
Which
did
Ian?
You hit? Hold on. Are you recording?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I personally love RCL. I think he's a wonderful human being.
Why don't you get his nuts out your mouth?
Oh, well. They're fuzzy, just like the tennis balls he used to hit in his college career, and he was an amazing athlete.
Speaking of tennis, have I mentioned that I was district champion 15 in Pinellas County and could wipe the court with Ian?
Wait, can we get some action on that?
He's scared to play me.
This just happened.
He keeps ducking me.
This is why this podcast is fluid, because now we have something to talk about. We had nothing.
No agenda.
No, we had no
Our
agenda.
Notes are blank.
Over, under?
So, I... Straight sets, Ian, I'm just calling it now.
Okay.
And I would be willing to put, I think I've got $40 in my wallet. I'd put all of that on Ian.
And that's fireworks money because he came in without being introduced, which is kind of rude, but, you know, tried to set it up. But that's right. The fireworks mogul himself, Tallahassee's own Boom Boom Brett, is
boom,
here.
Boom.
Sitting on the back porch smoking. What are these? Oh, the Honduran sampler packet. The Honduran sampler was a girl I knew in college.
She seems nice.
Yeah, she was very nice. She was a giver. And very, very sweet. We also have a live studio audience.
It's your daughter.
My daughter.
There she is. Anna, the swimming sensation.
I guess YouTube is down because she's sitting out here.
She's got nothing better to do.
Nothing better to do than listen to three idiots.
Whoa. Oh, that's hot. Ow. What is that?
Literally just burned himself, and he was going to say that he's not an idiot.
That was a bug. That's a bug thingy. All right.
Touch the bug
thingy. Moving right along. What? Who? It's not even lit.
So we got lots of things to talk about. Lots of things to talk about or
do
not
we?
That
do you
many.
Have an agenda?
I don't, We're but
riffing.
I know that we've...
We're riffing. We're
just fluid.
We're just fluid.
This one is going to be great.
Did we introduce Brett yet?
I think... No. Did we? Let me check the tape.
Introduce yourself. Let's go around the table. Let's start with you.
Hi, my name's Dan. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
How many years have you been in the MGA?
I don't know. Many.
How many wins do you have?
One.
How many long drives?
None, because Phil will
How
let
many
me.
Closest to the pins?
Two. They're on my truck.
All right. How many times have you pissed on somebody?
I've got a story about somebody taking pictures of my truck. We'll get to that. That's on the agenda. Put that on my agenda.
Okay.
How many times have I pissed on somebody?
Yes. I didn't stutter.
I don't think I've peed on anybody.
Yet.
How many people have I hit with a club?
Oh, one. Been there.
He deserved
done that. He deserved that. Take a picture with a turtle, you son of a bitch.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, hi. I'm Joe Dirt Piotrowski.
How many wins?
Too many.
Lots.
Oh, that was so douchebaggy. Hold on. Cringeworthy. Can you cut that out?
Hold on.
Hold
on. Deleted. Okay, nobody will ever hear it.
Go ahead, ask again.
How many wins?
You know, it's not about the wins. it's really about just being with you guys, and being with our friends, and having a great time.
How many little trophies?
I mean, it, you know really, do we keep count? What, 22?
How many long drives?
We don't keep count of that. It's about 14.
Closest to the pins?
That's I don't even worry about that. It's about 11.
And how many times have you pissed on somebody?
Yeah, how many times?
That I do keep count of, and that is a solid 3.
Oh, okay.
Three. Yeah.
Ooh. All right.
Does yourself count?
Absolutely.
9.
You're a person.
At least 9.
And how many people have you hit with a club?
0.
0.
To date. Oh. Yeah. That's
okay. All right.
So our special guest, because he hasn't been introduced yet.
No, we should introduce him.
We should.
Do you guys know Brett?
Heard of him.
Yep. His name is, that's the other thing. Put that on the agenda. Nicknames. I wanted to do that.
Oh, yeah. What does he do?
So his name is Boom Boom. And that's because he poops.
Does
makes boom booms.
I would like to know, is there anybody within the MGA, and call in, the lines are open, mm-hmm. Anna,
our secretary, is
she's monitoring the phone lines. Does anybody know what anybody else does for an actual living? Like, they make money off of it. I'd like for you all to call in. Line 7 is open.
The over-under is 5. You know 5 people's profession.
Well, let me put you on the spot right now.
Name 5.
All right. Pete.
Name and occupation.
Right. Aussie Pete. He builds things. He's
but
a
what
contractor.
What does he build?
Homes, apartments.
Like just everything.
Yeah, apartments.
All right, Lincoln Logs. Got it.
Nicky Maz. He's in screens.
Now everybody knows.
He's in screens.
Everybody knows Nicky Maz is in screens. That's
Brett,
easy.
Brett's not main job.
Who's
but
Brett?
I'm sorry. This is Brett. We need to introduce him?
No, we'll get there. Oh, what does he do?
Fireworks is what he
does. No. That's a hobby. What does he do?
His actual job?
Uh-huh.
He works for the state. And what does anybody really know what anybody does at the state?
Valid point. I was about to ask for details, yeah. But valid point.
And I know
what
you do.
So that's 3. I don't count.
Okay, you don't count.
You got 3.
Joey. Joey does numbers. Stats. Mm-hmm. JSG does numbers.
Yeah, not
stats.
Not for the LLC. What does he do outside of the LLC? Though he makes a killing after the last 2 weeks, and everybody knows that.
He does data-driven research.
What type of research?
He's an international investor.
Fair. Whatever that is. He works out of a phone booth.
Ian's an engineer for hydro.
Bullshit.
Well, like with the little hat.
No, he smuggles drugs.
The little
everybody
hat
knows
the,
that.
And the train.
All right, he's got 5. He knows. Right. Ian smuggles drugs. Joey works out of a phone booth. Nicky Maz puts up screens.
So, allegedly.
The Aussie just builds
things.
Anything and everything
you
Tom's
can want. Tom's in radio.
And then Tom is in radio. All right, fair enough. Maybe we should introduce our special guest then.
Okay, so with us tonight and bringing over cigars, a way better guest already than everybody we've ever had on. Although I take that back. Tom Ling offered us much.
COVID.
Yeah.
Tom Ling offered us COVID.
Forgot about that.
Yep.
And a cancer cat. Cancer survivor.
Oh,
cancer survivor.
It's cancer survivor. Don't talk.
No. This is the month to talk about.
Are we
about
allowed
that.
To talk about? What month?
So you wear pink this month.
Because it's October?
That's boob cancer.
But
is it?
I mean, for a cat.
Are there?
Wouldn't boob cancer be your tail?
Hold on. First off, do cats have boobs?
I got nipples.
If so.
Can you milk me, Greg?
If so, I'm much more interested in October all of a sudden.
Yeah. I think they have boobs.
All right.
6 of them.
ADA.
Yeah. Like the alien in Total Recall.
Speaking of Boom Boom.
Oh, have we introduced? This is Brett. Brett is a...
Your friend,
a
my media, friend.
a friend to everybody because he makes us happy with his sky art.
He's blown my world.
Just let it sit.
Yep.
What?
Let the joke sit. Let it sit. It was a good one.
Studio audience.
Studio audience. Like
guy blows his load all over fucking people all day long.
You're putting a smoke screen on what he does.
All right. Well, Brett, please explain or say hi to the 7 listeners.
This is Brett. He does fireworks.
Hello, Mediocast.
It's the mediocre happy hour.
Wait, that's the Morley one.
Wow. Oh, my best friend?
Yeah.
Why did you mention my best friend?
Hey, Morley, he's stealing. Not only is he going to steal your podcast, but he's also going to cut your face off and wear it on his crotch.
So,
Journey!
I am probably the most mediocre golfer in the Tallahassee MGA.
I can get on board with that.
Two red keys to my name. Zero long drives. Zero closest to the pins.
How many
wins?
How many wins?
That we does red keys count?
No, like tournament wins.
Zero.
Zero. Okay.
Yeah.
How many good times have you had?
Sensing a theme.
At least 8, because I think that's how many tournaments I've been in it this way. This is actually my first full season.
But your first tournament was your most favorite tournament because you were in the cart with an amazing person at your first tournament.
You mean, no, I wasn't with Joe. I was with...
Oh. You know what? It doesn't Aussie matter. Let's just go from there.
For your first tournament?
For my first tournament.
Out at Legacy?
That was not my first.
Oh. That wasn't your first?
Peter...
Peter Ford.
Oh, no, seconds. Not Peter Ford. What's
it was you, sloppy. Jen Ben?
What's with the jeans?
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he is.
Did he really?
Literally.
Are you being?
No,
I can't
I'm
tell.
I'm dead serious.
The guy with the jeans. All right, somebody call in.
What's his name?
I don't. He doesn't know.
I wasn't here.
That was like 7 years ago.
I just want to say the first person I ever played in the Mediocre Golf Association with was a lot of fun. He spilled a lot of bourbon on me, and may he rest in peace, and everybody knows. And we just had a tournament with him, and there's a whole reason why we all wore jean shorts at the last tournament.
I did not know. I didn't
because he wore jeans, and I can't. He's an amazing guy, and we're just going to move on to the next segment, but we're going to have a moment of silence.
And that moment of silence was brought to you by pbpaddle.com. pbpaddle.com. Your friend for finding fish.
All right, so I'm going to try and bring us back to golf for a minute here. There's been two tournaments since y'all last did this.
Uh-huh.
We had the douchebag won by Mr. Larry Higginbotham. And then we had the four with the beautiful moment there at the 18th tee with D-Rudd and Jen Ben. And I am not going to be able to bring...
Go, Brett, go. You're doing great, buddy. Brett, please hold. You're doing great.
So after the four, we have...
All right, bring it back in. Go ahead, Brett, you're doing great. Keep up. The levels are great. Levels are good.
Do we need a second go at this?
No.
We're riffing.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Right.
This is an organic podcast. Mm-hmm.
So the D-Rudd at the most recent one.
D-Rudd.
Which I will say, his chug, while a little slow...
Is chub
spot on?
Chub?
Chub?
Chug.
Oh, chug.
Chug. I was like,
pronunciate.
I was like, damn, I rode all the way down to Crystal River with him and now, wait a minute. Yet to see his
he
chug.
Won the four championship.
What?
That wasn't the last tournament.
Have we played the in four. Tournaments?
He won. The douchebag has happened.
Yes, I said Larry Higginbotham. You were laughing too hard to hear me talk about that one.
Oh,
well,
Larry
that seems like your fault, not mine.
Yeah, in all fairness, we were in a moment of silence.
I was just merely reaching out to our sponsors. And you started talking
we are
over our moment of silence.
All right.
He would have wanted
hold
that.
On.
He would,
when
he
was would've. The last podcast?
It was July, I think we said 17th.
77?
July 17th, because the previous
July
tournament 32nd. Was July 9th.
All right, so how many tournaments have happened between
Two.
Then and now?
Two.
What are those?
Those are the douchebag, which was a little out of order. The douchebag went first.
We're all out of order.
So the douchebag went first because chapter leader needed it to. And that was Mr. Larry Higginbotham.
It's his world, and we're living
mm-hmm.
in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the four, which was at Cap City. And
that was Sunday, August 28th. I just knew that off the top of my head.
Lighter?
What do you want?
So then the four was D-Rudd, which that actually, I do feel
oh,
like
that was
deserves,
Cap City.
Yes, I do right, feel like it deserves
start,
some conversation
about, yeah, let's chat
about the battle that was going on between CL and D-Rudd coming up, because we all were hanging around at 18.
You got to throw Garrett Higginbotham in there, Higgin whatever, and Alan Ball.
Well, because, yeah, we need to talk about the money here.
And, so, and what, Joe, so we had two tournaments. What were they? They were the Cap City.
Yeah.
Which was...
Cap City was the four.
That was D-Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one?
The other one was the douche, and that was the one that was up at Thomasville?
Oh, what happened between here and there?
Oh, yeah.
Was there anything we need to discuss between here and Thomasville?
I mean,
if
you like having a car that's a convertible during the best time of year to have a convertible.
Well, it's a Chrysler.
All right. We won't. Let's not.
Joe
make
hit
this
a deer.
About
I thought this was on
and
the
a bird.
One.
Actually, I don't think you knew this.
Was this
he
on
killed
the
a bird before he killed the deer.
All right. So I'm just telling everybody out there.
He's a murderer.
Do not go to Boom Boom Brett's house. You'll be sucked into killing things.
Talk about getting your face ripped off and put it on a crotch.
He'll do it.
That guy will do it.
He'll do it. All right. So tournaments.
All right, we're here with Brett. Brett Boom Boom. He's a medio.
Do we need to talk about? Let's talk about Thomasville. That was the latest one. So let's get everybody's recollection of Thomasville.
FU was the last one. The douche was before that, correct? And the douche was played at Thomasville.
We did play Thomasville.
Yeah, we did.
So do we want to talk about that real quick and get it out of the way? People aren't necessarily here to talk
douche
about
was
golf.
Played
they want
August
to hear what
6th.
We have to say.
The douche was played August 6th. The FU was played August 28th.
Mm-hmm. And so, where was it played?
Which one?
The douche.
The douche was played at Cap City.
Okay. Yeah, and Larry won that one.
Higginbotham.
Mm-hmm. Higga whatever.
The 77th.
That's what our boy Booty Stank calls him. Higga whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty
and cool. Then, so, all right. So we're talking about Thomasville then.
Okay. We're talking about Thomasville.
Let's start at Thomasville.
So the douchebag.
Who'd you play with? Do you remember?
I played with Millar.
You guys are so wrong. It was at Killarn. But okay.
What?
Was it
the douchebag was at Killarn.
Okay.
Fine.
God, thank God. God
just
I'm
tell.
Here.
Well, then tell us what are we supposed to talk about?
Can we have a moment of silence for Killarn?
Oh, what?
Let's have a moment of exuberation because it's going to be better.
Well, can I say?
We'll never play it. It'll be $200 a round.
So can I just say? My buddy, BDJ.
Hold on. Who's that?
Big Dick Juan.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Big Dick Juan.
Sweaty bastard, you.
Big Dick Juan was, he wasn't a member. His dad was a member. Anyways, like a week before they're supposed to close, all the grass out there dies.
Killed. Yeah,
they murdered it. Yeah.
And they said that was not intentional.
Right.
They just kept.
Right. Wink, wink.
Well, now, since they've killed all the grass, basically, other than I want to say on like 8 where they've moved around some dirt, nothing has happened.
Right.
Well, it's a process.
Oh, yeah. They did. They scalped that green.
Yes. But other than killing all the grass and the stuff at 8.
You know who lives on 8?
It's Betty.
Betty.
Betty's awesome, man.
Fucking Betty.
Hey, Betty.
What a amazing human being.
Sup, Betty.
Can we just take a second to just... How many podcasts have there been before us?
One.
We'll just say one. None of them have talked about Betty.
This is a new technology.
Betty's amazing. She's an amazing person. Mm-hmm. She always has a cooler out there for us. Mm-hmm. Having a great time.
Can we get Betty to call in?
Betty, call in. Line 7. Wait, Anna, what line is open?
Line 6.
6 is open. Betty, call in for line 6.
Her phone might
Let's
echo
chat.
Up to 6. She's got a rotary, doesn't she?
I think so.
Okay.
All right.
Betty, call. Hit 1 6 times.
All right.
Turn it.
Which tournament are we talking about?
Douchebag. It was at Killarn.
Yes, it was. I got my
You played with Peter Ford, John Yeatman, and Jen Benn.
Of course I did.
And Brett.
That's a fucking
I was
party.
With D-Rudd and
That's
Dan.
A party and a conversation right there.
And the better group was D-Rudd and me and Brett.
That was the one where I should have had closest to the pin on hole 3, and then your dumbass had to come in and stick it to 5 feet.
Welcome to my life.
Oh, well then, can I put an asterisk on the previous comment? I have 9 closest to the pins. Thank
you. You remember your previous comment. All right. We're going good. So that took place, and let's see what you, what I kind of want to, I shot a 97.
Well, let me, hold on, before you, why
you shot
doing,
100.
Okay.
But that was his only 7-iron round.
Oh, that was, yeah, that was the douchey thing that you did. You just used the 7-iron, and you still, and a putter. You had a putter,
yeah,
to be fair.
I did have a putter,
to be
in all
fair.
Fairness. That's right. Okay, all right, it's all starting to come out. It's been a minute.
So you shot 100 with a 7-iron and a putter.
With 11 stroke penalty.
Yeah,
with
11 so he strokes, actually shot a
12 stroke, actually. That was 12s.
Yeah. And Brett, what'd you shoot? With a full bag.
With a full bag, no strokes, I shot a 112, which put
respectable.
Me one place out of the red key.
Out of the, and that went respectable. That went to our. I think there was a three-way tie. Between the Booty Stank, Fucktoy, and Nicholas Rudu.
But then I want to move to the next event because
before we go, I just want to be right there because I would be remiss to say that there's been two times in the MGA history where I've been very, very lucky.
You didn't think this was going to go smooth, did you, Brett?
No, this is smooth. I've been very, very lucky to be paired in the same group as Peter Ford and Jennifer Bennifer.
I was in the other one.
Mm-hmm. Her middle name is Bennifer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Bennifer, a.k.a. Jen Ben. Both times, arguably been the best round of golf I've ever played in my life.
Which the other one was the Bradish when...
No, not my actual play and my score.
Just for fun.
Just the absolute amount of fun and laughs you have in your life. So I highly suggest it. Email your chapter leader.
He loves email.
Ask to be paired with Jen Ben and Peter Ford in the same group. He wants to do this.
I actually can confirm. You will have a good time.
You'll have a great time. Just saying.
Just from the email to the chapter leader. He's a giver too.
Yeah,
so he's
send an email. Send,
to that.
Hey, I highly suggest, no matter what, if you ever have a thought, if you're just sitting around and you're like, why is the sky blue? Send an email to your chapter
leader. And
I know some
of you are new this year and you're kind of like, I don't know, Ian kind of seems like a dick. I don't want to email him. I'm a little scared of him. It's all an act.
Do it.
He's a huge teddy bear. A Honduran teddy bear.
I think he prints them out and puts them on his wall.
So, he does. His emails? Oh, yeah.
Can I ask you a question about the douche?
Me? Sure.
Mm. How did your round go, sir?
My round? I think I shot a 97.
No.
And I had a lot of fun.
How did you end your evening?
How did I end my evening? Damn it. I don't know where he's going with this. How did I end my evening?
We don't leave Easter eggs. We just get straight there.
Did you throw up? No.
Yes, you did. You told me the next day you ended up hugging the porcelain goddess that night. That round?
That did happen.
Got a little sloppy.
That do be doing that.
That did happen.
Oh, it got sloppy for me.
No, but that's just it. Like, in general, when we were hanging around the 18th green, I was like, people are not in a great place right now.
No.
Because I was okay. I mean, I was feeling it.
I forgot about that. I was hugging.
But here's the thing. The reason I bring it up.
I slept in the bathroom that night.
Have we?
You need to go inside.
Yeah.
All right. Our phones are officially shut down.
So,
Betty, you can call in.
The reason I bring that up is I want to talk about at the four, while I did win the red tee, the key to the
key.
Red key.
God, worst guest ever.
There were four DNFs at that event.
For which one? What do we... We gotta finish the douche.
Okay, finish the douche, and then I've got a bone to pick.
All right, we're gonna get to your boner.
Boner. He's got a boner.
They put their wiener on the glass
at the Kiwanis Club?
All right, just a few things about the douchebag. Number one, I hit a left-handed shot that has made me Instagram famous.
Instagram famous? How many views?
Over 10,000 views of my reel on Instagram. 10,000. Look it up, brother. All right? And I mean that in a wrestling term, brother. And
What Instagram?
The Instagram.
Which the one? Lord Dan.
There's
look
more than
the
one
Lord
Instagram?
Dan.
Oh, it's on his own?
Mm-hmm. It's on my own because that was a douchebag, so I post my own reel.
I'm doing some research.
So we had the left-handed shot in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also believe I took a gummy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you?
I think so. Somebody gave me one.
Well, I remember you.
And that's what got me sick.
I remember you rushed a shot to go get a Lipper. I remember you rushed a shot.
Lippers and gummies, oh my.
the Lippers. The Lippers are obviously. Is my wife nearby? Okay, good. So,
I'm viewing profiles.
If she was nearby, I was going to be like, those are what I call Hershey Kisses, is Lippers. And that's what I eat. Lots of Hershey.
I'm just watching Jen Ben chug.
You know what's great radio, everybody? Joe's Instagram. Listening to Joe's Instagram is amazing radio. So,
all right, moving on. I believe you. Lippers, gummies, puke, oh my.
We had a good time. A lot of reggae come out of the cart.
Yeah, it was you, me,
I look
and
great.
D-Rudd.
I had a
just
Hawaiian
three?
Shirt.
Yeah, we were a three.
Unbuttoned.
You were a threesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much scissoring?
A lot of rock, paper, scissoring.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fun.
And then, yeah, but that was a good time.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a good time. It's made me Instagram famous thanks to Brett's video that he sent me.
Who won that? Do we got to go through that? Who won long drive, blah, 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 that.
We're going to do it because everybody loves to hear their
everybody
names.
Does love to hear their names. Hey, mad respect to everybody who won something.
So most mediocre was Mr. D-Rudd.
Biggest meltdown was Dustin Hines.
Your turn.
Longest drive was Mr. Ben Holmes, who is, by the way, a great guy to play with.
Very Big Dip agreed. Holmes.
Closest to the pin, Joe Dirt Petrowski.
That's me. Oh, hold on. I have 11 of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then the low gross award was?
Not Joe.
No.
Larry Higginbottom. That's the next one.
Because I played with a 7-iron.
And the key to the red tee. That's how you pronounce that. Chris Fuck Toy Leedy.
Nice! Yeah, team boy. Pants.
Wasn't that a three-way tie?
Team
it
pants.
Was a three-way tie.
Wait,
but they
Team
gave
Pants
it to,
got
to,
in a three-way?
Yeah. Totally nice. Was in a three-way. With Booty Stank.
Nice.
And Nicholas Rudeau. It's French. Nicholas the Frenchman Rudeau.
Can I just take us down a path real
you've
quick?
Got, you've got 2 minutes.
Gonna get, all right, 2 minutes. I've got 2 minutes. I just want to say
his riffs, that way we can get
one of my favorite people ever to play golf with, Chris Pants Leedy.
Oh, I played with him. Dan and I actually over the off season played a couple times with Leedy and BDJ, and he's a great time. By the way, the man can put down his whiskey.
Let's talk about something because I think you're sugarcoating something. The biggest rivalry in all of MGA is Boom Boom versus Fuck Toy.
It is.
It started at the sweater last year. Mm-hmm. It started at the sweater.
Well, because they both sweat.
Somebody talked some shit.
No. I'm not pointing fingers. I will admit to what I did and say I had been playing a couple of good rounds, and by good rounds for me, I mean I was like 108, 106.
He didn't miss
like
the ball on a swing.
Yes.
That's fair. A good round.
So I'd been playing with Lady, and I had been playing a little better than him. So I was like, I got your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
How
did you
great
get
did you get his ass?
I lost.
Details.
I lost.
No. His ass, specifically.
He doesn't really. No? Chris, you know what Chris listens to go to sleep?
Metallica.
The Alien Podcast.
Ah.
Aliens?
Yeah. History Channel's Alien Podcast.
It's a thing, though. I used to listen to NPR to go to sleep.
Well, he listened to it quite loudly at the shit show. And that's how I learned about aliens.
Oh.
Yeah. I could hear it over my ear, Darth Vader mask.
Did we ever talk about roommates? Because
I think we've done this show.
Yeah, I think you've
this
done
show
that
we've
show.
Done.
Yeah, but do we do it now? Because,
well,
I'm sitting between.
We are going to have that segment because you need all to tell
all right,
me
hold on,
we'll
talk about Vegas. All right,
we're
all
right,
fast forward.
All right, let's
teaser.
Go ahead.
Me. Teaser about Vegas.
Let's get the FU knocked out.
So I've got the FU pulled up here. So I do want to speak very briefly. D-Rudd had that beautiful moment where he kicked CL's ass on the 18th green, had his lovely girlfriend Jen Ben run up to him, kiss him on the green side. It was a lovely moment.
We all got partially hard when we saw it.
Yes, we did.
Not me.
We did.
It was disgusting.
Hardened.
Most,
not like sexually.
Should
just
I
hardened
run through
like
the
a
awards
criminal.
Here?
Literally watched. Well, it was like watching my sister kiss somebody. It's just, it wasn't nice.
No. The hardened came from D. Rudd.
Oh,
because
okay,
he popped a little bit of bone bone.
Seeing a winner.
We all seen it.
Well, I mean, finally it paid off asking what the course record is. Yeah.
So, most mediocre went to Larry Higgs.
Oh, Higgy.
He's been playing. He's going to be tough to beat for the money.
Hold on. Do we have a segment about the Higginbothams?
We're
going to.
I think before we do World Cup, we'll do.
All right. Write that down.
We'll do
we're riffing here. We're
Anna, write that down.
All right.
She wrote it down.
All right. So biggest meltdown. Biggest meltdown went to Yeet.
Yeet!
If you want your team to lose, have John Yeatman bet on them.
Ask him his opinion.
Yeah, ask him. If he goes, I like your team, and this, you're just
hot
go
take.
Home.
Yeatman
not
is a horrible gambler.
All right.
He's a jinx.
Long drive went to Joe Dirt.
Great man, horrible gambler.
Closest to the pin.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Was Mr. Sexy.
Come on. We told you to silence your alarms.
Mr. Sexy.
Damn it.
Ron Reed.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
So
I just melted.
And then the logos went to Joe Dirt.
Anna, go to bed.
Cares.
Do you know?
What was that?
Nobody cares.
Okay, fair
Nobody
enough.
Cares who got low gross.
How come your name is on there three times?
I don't get why it does that. It does show up three times. But here's where I have a beef to pick.
Can we talk about, wait, because when you said
Speaking
Ron
Reed.
Speaking
of beef, Ron Reed.
Instagram, once again, because I'm on the Instagrams.
Was he shirtless?
Yes. And at the, what's the big music art thing out in the desert?
Dude, he went walking.
Burning Man?
Yeah, he was at Burning Man.
He burned it?
Yeah.
At the man?
He burned a man.
He burned a man?
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. That's really hot.
Shirtless.
So,
with fuzzy pants.
So circling back to how the douche got a little messy.
Yeah, how the FU,
I will take the red key. I'm going to play. I will go ahead and tell the four. I'm sorry. I keep saying the FU.
That's okay.
Who'd I play with?
The four. I will go ahead and tell you. I got the red key, and I'm going to play it at the upcoming. I'm going to play it at the upcoming tournament. However, there were four DNFs.
What?
Behind me. Now, one of them, Mr. Wayne Wallace, I believe he had a bit of an issue. I think he was done after four holes. Count him out. We were worried about
the big dog.
Yeah, yes. The family come around.
Yeah.
Circle around
that,
big
that,
dog.
That yeah. one I'm not upset about.
We were worried about it.
Rob Wald apparently on hole 8 or 9. Yes. I think it was 8. He was down in the
and he
the
hurt
ditch.
His ankle.
He took a swing and he hurt his wrist. Mm. He took a swing. He tried to hit one out of the creek there.
The commish was self-inflicted.
There was the commish that and was Mr. Nicholas self. Rode, and I'm like, look.
Rode, it's French.
Sorry. I'm like, look, I'll accept the red key here, but was it earned?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I earned it.
They didn't finish. Mm. You got to finish a round to get the red key. You got to finish it.
I disagree, but
you
want
to know who
finished?
What do
you mean you disagree? You got to know who was the worst, and if you just quit midway through, how can we tell if you're the worst? You got to finish.
All I can say is that I finished because Ron Reed was in my group.
Anna, go to bed. Gotcha.
I finished 7 or 8 times. Frankly, he didn't notice. So, every time I was in a sand trap, I finished. I was like a cat.
But having said that, I played Summerbrook today. I did not play up. However, it is a big advantage
out
there.
Where are you going?
What'd you shoot?
Oh, you're saying with the red key.
Yes.
Because you're scouting Summerbrook already.
I already scouted Summerbrook.
Is that where our next?
That's the next events at Summerbrook. Which
their motto is, always improving.
Oh, I thought their motto was, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Hey, Clarence closed. You got to play somewhere.
Clarence closed.
We got to
you can't afford Golden Eagles. Clarence closed.
Clarence closed.
And you can't afford Golden Eagles. So let's. Who are we kidding? Come on over. Play the Devil's
Elbow. Biggest downgrade currently at Summerbrook, because they've actually improved, like you say, always improving. The biggest downgrade, they've switched to black pin flags. You cannot see them from the fairway.
I don't see color.
Yeah, that's
kind of racist.
I didn't. Listen, we didn't vet this special guest before he came on. I'm just saying.
You chose to come here.
Well, next.
Hold on,
all right, so same tournament. Are we still talking about that?
Yeah, we got to talk about it.
All right, I played with Ron Reed, which everybody knows what that means. It's really hard to swing a 3-wood when your 1-wood is just straight up. What else can we talk about?
At that tournament,
I think we got all that in.
I was Joey St. Germain. I played with Mr. Shipley.
Paul Shipley, better known as the Booty Stank.
Booty Stank. And you know what? That's when I found out he's a professional gamer.
Yep.
And do you know where his name comes from?
I do, but you go ahead and tell us.
The internet.
The internets.
And Booty Stank. That's another thing we get to talk about. See, we're riffing.
But you know,
coin match.
You did have the old guy group behind you.
Did I?
Well, you had Larry. Piggle whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You had senior Booty Stank.
Oh, and then Phil.
And then you had Phil Ouellette making his... The boat must have not needed a little work. I mean, marine fuel, I understand, is quite high right now. So maybe that's why he decided to come and play golf with us. I think the CL put him with... All right, I'm going to put on my tinfoil hat right now.
Go on.
All right, here it is. CL put Phil with Larry to throw Larry off, so that CL can take the money title.
And that's what I was going to come to next, was the money title.
Let's make drama.
So, currently in first in the money is CL. Boo, boo, boo.
Is he really?
He is. 427.
Okay.
Next closest, Mr. Larry Higginbotham.
Yay!
419.
Go, Larry. Come on, Larry. Beat
third currently is JSG with 408.
Okay, I'm good. And then I would like to actually see that.
And then still within striking distance is Mr. Garrett Higginbotham. And
we actually call that fondling distance.
Okay. He is 355.
Fond du Lac is a beautiful city in Wisconsin.
Now, I'm going to probably hurt my own chances because my current stretch goal for the MGA is to finish in the money at one of our events.
What does that mean?
It means top 16. Top 16 gets money on the
money
list.
Wait, there's more places below top 5? I've only been in the top.
Neither DQ or 5, but.
Yeah. Why, what are we doing here?
So.
Take that.
So, currently registered for The Last Gasp, there are only
18.
Which means
I've got a chance.
Hold on, I
gotta
register.
He's got a chance.
Dang it, no!
Did I register?
Live registering.
Yeah, we need to register.
Dang it, there goes my chance.
Was that a...
That was my ass.
Was that a...
It was my ass.
Register?
Is that a poot?
So,
can somebody check if I'm registered for The Last Gasp?
So The Last Gasp is currently only got 18, but I think it's about to be 20.
About to be 69.
Yep. And
great radio.
I will say this: if you've not played Summerbrook recently, the greens are rolling.
Always improving.
They roll true.
Some of the tee boxes are improved, and there's at least one tee box that is out in front of everything in a mud patch because they're trying to regrow it.
Okay.
Which one is that? What number?
That is number 9.
So we can drive that?
No, it's that dog leg left. You're not going to be able to drive it. It's just.
Oh,
Ian,
challenge accepted.
Well, okay, Ian today, CL, drove to the mud on the left side.
Wait,
which
that's
the
a
fact,
nice nine?
The fact that there was mud with how dry it's been tells you they're trying.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That means that they dug their well deeper.
All right, so we talked about the two tournaments that happened between now and then.
So, what do we wear for The Last Gasp? Because we always have costume corner.
This one's a tough one, dude.
Well, you could wear all black.
You could also call this, it's kind of a Halloween tournament.
Yeah.
It's a week before Halloween.
It is close. I mean, costumes would, that might be a cool idea. I don't think we've ever played it this late. No? Joe's not feeling costume.
No. I'm saying
this is usually your
corner. Man, Last Gasp's. It's a tough one, man. You got so much going on. I mean, you got football.
I got
every
a polo.
Weekend,
I'll put it out there.
Stuff.
I've got a polo with a skull on it.
All right, here's the thing.
I broke down.
They're all dress up tournaments.
Yes.
Right.
And you can ask my best friend John Morley, and he'll tell you the same thing.
He would.
Because we are on the phone. Well, I call him a lot.
Wait, actually, John, call in when you get a second.
Well,
give us a call.
It's weird. Like
Anna,
I call him all the time, and I leave voicemails.
What number's open?
But I know he's getting them.
10 is open.
10 is open. Morley. Oh, well, that's the Morley line.
That is the...
It's reserved specifically
for Morley.
That's the
red line, baby. That's the red line. I told you if that ever rings to pick it up immediately.
Pick it up.
I'm so sorry.
Wake me up.
If you're on fire, I don't care.
Line 16 is open.
16?
16.
Damn, we got some funding. Yeah.
Got some money.
Well, so, only Betty or John Morley is who we're letting through right now.
God, fuck you, Betty. Man, Last Gasp. People don't really dress up for Last Gasp.
I think you should. Like, well, I said, I think black. It's the end of the season, so Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to go Gary Player and go all
it
black.
Should. It should be Mortician.
Or
it should
skulls.
Be, you're right. All right.
Well, I mean, the damn trophy's a skull.
How many years has the Tallahassee MGA been around?
Tallahassee?
69 years?
Yeah, 69 years at least.
Never have we, like, come to a consensus of what it should be for The Last Gasp.
Mm-hmm.
The trophy is a little, like, skull character guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we, the three of us, come up with a thing.
Damn, 2010.
It seems like...
2010
it seems
was
like a mortician, like, this May, is our or, last guy. We're putting the tournament to...
Black skulls. That's,
yeah, I think it should be black. It should be all black. I think all black is the new thing.
And the weather is actually coming around for that.
Or a very bright white shirt with lots of color on it with skulls. That would be also acceptable.
Fair. So black or whatever Dan's going to wear.
I'll send you the link on Amazon.
All right. So y'all just buy your shit.
So... Are we done with the tournament?
Do we want any do's or don'ts for Summerbrook for people that never played there?
Do
drink.
Yeah, so you're going to want to drink because you're going to get upset.
You are. Well, the other thing I will tell you is the cart girl, not very efficient, doesn't come around often.
We've had this problem before.
Bring your own beers.
Yeah, because Summerbrook has promised a lot and under-delivered, just like this podcast.
Bring your own beers.
Promised a lot, under-deliver. That way nobody has the bar too high.
The other thing, just from today, the balls are actually running out there because the fairways are dry as a bone.
So what are you pounding your driver right now? I know you got your slice under control.
Yeah,
not under control, but you've learned it.
I actually hit one today out to 225, and I was happy as a clam.
Nice. Oh
boy, hit the hard pan, roll through. I like it. I like it. And, I mean, I know we can't go play Quincy, but we played there last week, and that's
which
really nice. So if you want to get out to Quincy and go see Booty Stank and the Hickam Bobble 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 Bobble.
And see, that's one of the things. I was looking at our player list after that event, after that coin match, because there's still about 8 or 10 of the Tallahassee MGA people who I have not played with. One of them was Booty Stank, and one was Garrett. And so I've checked them off my list. Still have you? I've never played with Sexy Ron.
Oh,
you've got a list, huh?
Dude, yeah, you know how hard it is to play with
goals.
Sexy Ron?
I have goals, is what I have.
You should.
Jeez. I mean, believe it or not, today I played around with Joey and Tom and Matty Millar. And Joey has a spreadsheet about what holes he's birdied. I know that's hard to believe, right?
It's very hard to
believe. Very hard to believe that he has a Google Doc.
That's actually a little dangerous. Are we going to get into actual golf at all? Because I have some I have some hot takes on golf, the sport.
What, like Ryder Cup? Never forget
the fucking...
Never forget.
Dude, I'm getting fucking pummeled with, like, buy tickets every time on my social media. Facebook and Instagram. Every time it comes through, I write back, no thanks, I'm fine. That's my go-to. They're like, hey, you want tickets? I'm like, no.
Millar's going, the turncoat. He wants to go so
well,
bad.
Well, he is such a guy during the Revolutionary War, 101, 100% would be like,
Anna, what was that
called? Yeah, I'm going to wear red.
Anna, what was it called? The people that were like, oh, go Team Britain in the Revolutionary War. Tories.
Tories. Turncoats.
I thought you were going to say turncoats, yeah.
Bunch of flipping turncoats.
That's what Matt, I know his nickname's 101, but Tory 101 might be the new thing.
Tory.
He's definitely, yeah.
It strikes me as
that. It is what it is.
Now, I haven't heard. I assume he's not going until he tells me otherwise.
All right. Are you ready?
Mm-mm.
Top. I don't think we can do a top 10 because we probably can't remember everybody's nicknames. But go ahead. Give me your Mount Rushmore of Tallahassee MGA nicknames.
Oh.
All right.
Whether given or created.
Do you want to go first? Let our guest go first?
I don't know that I can get
throw a commercial
10.
Out.
I can do it really quick. I can go three.
Hold on, let's
top
throw out
three,
a commercial so you can think.
Top three.
Well, you're Mount Rushmore. You got to go four.
I got four.
You got to
go four.
I got four. So this segment is sponsored by pbpaddle.com. For all your fishing needs, go see Turk. pbpaddle.com. Memorial.
What?
Is it PB?
I thought it PB paddle or PD paddle?
PD paddle. I'm sorry, Turk. I messed it up, I think. Call in, Turk. Let me know if it's PB.
What line?
Well, that would make sense, right?
Line 7.
Peanut butter?
Line 7,
Turk. It's not peanut butter. It'd be PD. PD paddle. It's a great fishing. He's got a nice boat.
All right, let's let our guest of honor, Boom Boom Brett.
Go ahead.
So I do want to say I was very flattered to receive my nickname. I liked how it happened sort of organically. It just...
Fluid.
You cannot give yourself a nickname
within
the MGA.
That'd be douche.
If you do, you'd be...
what a douche.
The guy we shall never name again.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Voldemort.
So,
he gave himself a big...
Yeah, he calls himself Ross.
So, probably, I'm not gonna rank these. Uber Phil.
No, just top.
Uber Phil.
Your top four...
That's what Mount Rushmore is.
And then we'll rank them. Name your top four, then we'll rank them.
Uber Phil, great nickname, great story for it.
Yeah, good story.
101, great nickname, great story for it.
Yeah.
What, really? Y'all are that?
No, go ahead.
This is your list.
We'll be judgmental, but...
Don't let the influence you.
I actually am a fan of Lord Dan, just because when I sign up for something and I'm like putting his name down, like, hey, we're going to play Heilemann, I write in Lord Dan. So when he gets there, he has to check in under Lord Dan.
I'm sorry, it's my official name. I don't know. This is not a nickname. It's a title that is bestowed upon landowners in Scotland.
And then my final one, not a nickname. This is a little selfish, but I'm going to throw him in there, is BDJ. I'm a big fan.
Fair enough.
And we got to do over-under because it's cooling off. We'll get to it, but the over-under of his sweat line coming up.
I have news.
But really quickly, you have to go through each one and explain the backstory of those nicknames.
Uber Phil had a tendency to need to take an Uber home from every event. Mm-hmm. 101 was he needed, I believe, a 100 to mm-hmm. put us in the win, and got mm-hmm. 101.
Yep. I think that was the first shit show that he blew.
Yes, mm-hmm. he blew it.
He blew it hard.
Lord Dan is not a nickname. It is actually his title.
Thank you.
And then BDJ is because Mr. Joe Dirt next to me here noticed that he was just dragging it across the green.
Yes, tripod.
His dick is huge.
Mm-hmm. Anna, go inside.
What line is that?
That's line 3.
So the big thing about Uber Phil, just to extend a little bit, is that Uber Phil, you're absolutely right, is that he would have to take an Uber home. But the reason it stuck was because he would get so hammered drunk that nobody actually wanted to play with him anymore. Mm-hmm. And he's a great dude. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. As a human being, he's great. But give him 16 beers in on a course where he's shooting 110, and next thing you know, he's throwing golf balls at you.
And you do know how many beers he had, because he will leave a Hansel and Gretel trail
all over the place
of Miller Lite cans all over Summerbrook,
yep,
all over some of the finest courses. And
so you nailed it on all of them. That was the one that needed a little bit more explanation. But I will say, BDJ, I've seen it because I chose to notice it.
All right, top four, Gojo. Top four.
Oh, boy. It's not top four in no particular order, of course. We're going to go with
no favorites.
Boom Boom. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just, it's kind of self-explanatory. The guy fucking blows shit up mm-hmm. for a quasi-living. Mm-hmm. Works for the government, but then takes his frustrations out on little Asian.
There you go. You got Roosevelt in. All right, now you need Lincoln, Jefferson, and Washington.
All right. Sexy Ron.
Never played with him.
Again.
I got to get that.
Yeah, I'm taking low-hanging fruit right now because, he's obviously sexy as shit. Let's see. Kartner.
Okay.
I'd be remiss to not mention Kartner because,
family.
Though I take personal interest in the fact that my Kartner is fun and had a great time, but I think she is now everybody's Kartner. That's Jen Ben.
One more.
Then I'm going to have to go with BDJ. I'm just going to have to go. Two. I mean, it's huge.
The George Washington?
Well, it's massive.
George Washington.
I mean, the thing is like a giant slug that nobody's ever discovered before, mm-hmm. and it just leaves this trail throughout the course.
Anna, go inside.
All right.
Yeah, you need to go inside.
Well, remember, your wife's friend did discover it.
Oh, God. Okay. So
fair.
Fair. Remember, I don't know how to edit.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I got my four. I'm gonna go with one of the OGs. I'll go with Fairway Bob.
Because
that's a good one. Fairway Bob.
Good dude.
Yep.
Slow and steady.
I'm gonna go with Fucktoy.
Team Pants. He's got two. Hold on.
Team Pants Fucktoy.
Do we need to discuss the fact that he may be the only MGAer with two legitimate
names? I don't consider Team Pants to be a nickname for him, because Tom Lang to me is Team Pants. Lord Dan is Team Pants.
But it started with Fucktoy.
It did.
So he might have.
I think there's multiple
Tom Lang
people
is
on the
team. Man,
we'll circle back on that. And
so I got Fairway Bob, Fucktoy.
Yeah.
Booty Stank.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Do you know why he's Booty Stank?
Yes.
Go on.
Because he's a gamer. And then that way, when you get killed by him in their shoot 'em games, because I only play Mario Kart against small Japanese children online, the internets.
Anna, go to bed.
But then when you get killed, it says you've been killed by Booty Stank, which is great. And then I'm going to go my last one. I want to be, like, you guys all had good ones. I could definitely put them in my Mount Rushmore. I'm going to have to go, it's down to, let's see, Big Dog? Big Dog is good.
Yeah, that's Big Dog. Big Dog was there. Well, as a person, great. As a nickname,
I think he had that long before that the MGA.
Yeah. I think because these are kind of MGA created names too.
Yeah, see, like JSG,
and Boo Boom's up there.
Joe P. Like those are all just they're normal nicknames.
Yeah. Man, this is tough because I don't want to be. I want to get another one out there. I'm going through my Rolodex, and it's not very good at 44 years old right now. And a cigar and a couple vodkas. What do you got, Brett? What do you got for me?
I'm checking scrolling? The...
Uberfell's great.
Bogus.
Bogus is good.
Bagoosh.
Bagoosh is a good one.
The mountain. How have we not brought up the mountain?
Well, I mean, that's just self-explanatory.
The
mountain's...
It's
not really...
It's good, but yeah, it's like.
Although I'm digging
built
Biff.
Like a brick shit house.
I'm digging Biff.
Okay.
Wait, I want him to be in Scrawlf as Biff.
Fair. I think that's got to stick.
Hillary gave Steve Haraga a nickname, so it's not really an MGA nickname. So the long story short of this is that I showed a picture and I said, and Hillary goes, "Was Steve there today?" And I says, "Yeah, he's a really tall Asian guy." And she goes, "There was no tall Asian guy there." And so she calls Steve the non-Asian Asian.
Oh.
The nation?
The nation. All he's right. The nation. So, I mean, that...
It's not quite his
not
nickname
Not quite
yet,
his nickname, but I'm
nation.
Hoping it catches on. So it's not really a Mount Rushmore. It's more
but
of like
Biff,
the...
I think Biff might be one of those that sticks now, and that's outside, and that's one of the newer ones.
It is. I feel like that's just in the last, like, month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll go with
because D. Rudd was there for a minute, but I feel like he came in with that.
He came in with that. I'll go boom boom for my life. It's such a good nickname.
Boom. Yeah. You know what's actually classic about that? And a little insider knowledge here, is that Boom Boom's wife hates that nickname.
And can you explain why?
I would hope for you being the special guest to explain it.
So my wife's grandfather, who was very distinguished man, Florida Supreme Court Justice.
Most people say that about me.
Yeah, he.
You win 22 gross.
He was known as Boom Boom amongst the grandkids because he always had a very loud voice and commanding voice. So they called him Boom Boom. That was their grandfather's name. And the only reason why I have never objected to the nickname Boom Boom is because it came about organically. I never told you that story. It was just, didn't know it. So it stuck. And
I'm sure he was a great guy, but he didn't blow shit up.
No.
So, or did
I mean,
he?
You're booming.
What about Gam Gam, right?
Now.
Oh, my God.
Moment of silence.
Is she still alive?
No, they're all dead.
Oh, okay, they're dead. Yeah, moment of silence.
PB Paddle.
So, long story short, Boom Boom's wife, she may not appreciate the nickname so much because, you know,
so
when
say
it becomes
so say
time
it in front
time,
of her all the time,
then it's like, hey, Boom Boom, that's grandpa's name.
So I am a swim dad, and my kids swim for about 8 hours every afternoon.
Why?
I don't know why I started this. And so we got to travel and all that crap. But we were at practice the other day, and we're coming out.
Practice?
Practice. They practice.
Are we talking about
like it's
practice?
Swimming. Like, you either drowned or you move forward. So, I mean, I don't understand why you have to practice swimming.
That's good.
But we were coming
out
to the truck, and as you know, I'm not afraid to throw a sticker on my truck. And there was a small petite woman with a small child taking pictures of the back of my truck. And I'm like, oh, no, I must have cut this person off. I must have pissed them off somehow, some way. And they're taking down my license plate, and I'm getting a little closer. I'm making sure the kids are safe just in case it's some crazy lady. And she walks past me. Turns around and goes, "Are you Dan?" And I corrected her and I said, "Excuse me, it's Lord Dan." Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, there's a title there. Throw some respect on my name. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Yes, I am Lord Dan." And she goes, "Oh, I'm Boom Boom's wife." She said it herself.
Nice.
So she said, okay. "I'm Boom Boom's wife. I saw that you had MGA stickers and." The soccer, Tallahassee soccer sticker.
Throw that out there for them.
Right? Mm-hmm. And she said, Boom Boom must know. Well, she said Brett at that point. She said, Brett must know this guy, so I was taking pictures of your truck. I think it's all a scam. I think I'm going to show up on some kind of list somewhere.
Oh, you're probably already on. Okay. Based on what's happened on this podcast, you're on the list.
99% sure there's been multiple people busting nut to that picture.
What picture? What picture are we talking about?
Yes, go ahead and explain, Joe. Joe, go ahead. Let's play this out. Go ahead.
All right, we got seven minutes. 7 minutes till an hour. So we
need to get back to the betting. So we were talking a little bit about the over under for BDJ. But I also want to ask a question. Hey Dan, did your parlay hit?
Well, see my Venmo.
Hold on, let's do a gambling moment.
There's only pretty much.
Let's do a gambling corner.
We're gonna do gambling because we're gonna bet on things for the next tournament.
When's that?
On the 22nd of October.
You just signed up.
Yeah, you just signed up for it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I forgot where I was going.
Are the pairings out?
No.
Should be.
Okay.
Why are they not out yet?
When in doubt,
because you can still sign up.
Email your chapter leader.
Loves it. He hangs them up. He has a mobile.
Ask for specific pairings.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, But yeah, I forgot where I was going to go with that.
Real
so,
quick.
Well, right. We were talking about gambling in general.
Oh, my parlay.
Yes.
So all my Venmos, I only Venmo one person. And they're all, you know how you get a red number if you've given them money?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a lot to a certain person that we know. I don't want to put him on Front Street because,
you
know,
LLC. Everybody
the LLC.
Knows.
Yeah, the LLC.
Everybody knows the
which
LLC.
Is located in Mobile, Alabama.
Right.
Which is totally legal, and that's where I send my bets.
Proxy, Las Vegas.
Lots of red numbers.
Right.
I had my first black number come in today, and
wow,
it was a big
I
one.
Don't see color.
It was a big. Well, this just means I'm in the black. I didn't make the rules on how we call it, and I got paid for my 14 parlay, which I believe D-Rudd bet against my 14 parlay and lost miserably.
Oh, never, I'm sorry. Who,
never
who
bet against
Biff,
the parlay.
Biff.
Biff.
Biff. Biff's almanac must have ran out on October 7th.
He got lazy,
mm-hmm,
is what
mm-hmm
it was.
So that hit, and then I gave all my money to Millar.
So that hit.
So, but yeah, because he played very well. Millar's coming, guys.
Dude.
Be careful.
The last time I played with him.
Is it sticky?
The last time I played with Millar, he, yes, he had several bunker shots, but every single bunker shot, he left 3 feet from the
hole. Well, Tom Lang and Matty Millar. We're looking very good today. Joey hurt himself today, so Joey's on watch. Everybody, go get him. Send him over a casserole, a hot dish. He's gonna need a hot dish.
He needs a hot dish.
And we're gonna make sure maybe some Vicks Vapor Rub because he hurt himself, and I'm sure Shannon goes, "You idiot."
What do you mean he hurt himself?
He first swing. He something pulled.
First swing.
First swing.
Did he
first
finish,
swing
did he finish the round?
He finished the round because he's a man.
Oh.
And that's how
mad
we do.
Respect. Mad
he started.
Respect.
He started. I guess he probably knows how he's going to play now as a senior because he started to play higher clubs with shots that he'd probably just hit an iron with. And he was.
I'd expect nothing less out of
Jay.
I'm sorry. There is nothing wrong with that.
No.
He did great.
Good.
But he did really good. Okay. So we got about 4 minutes.
So we need to take some bets on the upcoming round. It's,
yes.
October 22nd.
So the best bet that.
Where's it at?
Summerbrook, man.
Got it.
Summerbrook. Always improving.
The rolling hills of Summerbrook. Mm-hmm.
We played the mountainous
dude,
peaks of Quincy.
Today's the ninth. We've got a long time.
2 weeks.
You can order your shirt from Amazon, and it'll be here if you have Prime. If you don't have Prime, what are you doing?
Yeah, 2 full weeks.
Go to Bell's. Maybe Bell's Outlet.
Beals.
Beals Outlet.
Florida store.
So, is...
All black.
Is Mr. Juan...
Oh.
Going to sweat because he made it full in the last tournament. He was drenched head to toe. His socks were soaked and wet. So if you took the over, boy, did you take
it
the LLC.
The over hit.
The over hit
now,
hard.
I played with Mr. BDJ today. Mr. Juan,
how
other than
was
a,
it?
Other than a dot of sweat on his mid-back, dry as a bone. The weather does matter.
Oh.
You gotta take
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
there's
not a lot of humidity.
Mm-hmm.
In all fairness, when you're literally toting around the course an extra golf bag.
Yeah.
So here's
what you're saying. If we're gonna go over under, somebody who maybe has an almanac that will tell you the weather
mm-hmm
for October 22nd has an advantage of making an over under.
Especially if
this.
They had like an almanac that
from the future.
Yeah, from the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've got a few minutes left, right?
Yeah.
I've got a wild card question for you guys.
Go for it.
Boom Boom, you ever been to Vegas?
Yes, but I was in Vegas in 2013 for the FSU National Championship game in Pasadena, and we took a bus out. So I truly, the amount of time I was in Vegas...
It seems like you don't know where Pasadena is. Why would you take a bus to Vegas if you're going to Pasadena?
No, the question is, why wouldn't you take a bus?
I mean,
Vegas?
I would have just stayed
so
in Vegas.
The bus actually went the other way.
Where'd you stay?
We stayed at
that
the
seems
Luxor.
Very, but that seems very inefficient,
you stayed
too.
At the Luxor.
If you're going east in a bus, you're going to have to go through the ocean.
Question.
I'm questioning
all
this
right,
whole.
So
I don't think
how many nights were you at the Luxor? How many nights were you in Vegas?
That's the pyramid one.
One and a half because of the national championship.
Dan, how many have you ever been to Vegas?
Yes, and it was my graduation present from my parents to get into a minivan in Tallahassee and to drive to Las Vegas with my mom and dad.
Where'd you stay?
We stayed we stayed at the MGM and the Venetian because it was super cheap because we were staying on September 11th, 2002.
Oh!
Yeah. So we got the penthouse at MGM because everybody thought that planes were going to.
So
hit
do you want to give him some advice about the roommate situation here? Because
because
I am staying with the Boom Boom.
This is the parlay, or not the parlay. This is the quick little teaser into what the next podcast in 3 months is going
to
be about.
No, we need to get one in before World Championship.
No, I think we need to get one just after.
I think we do one in Vegas.
Well, it might be my last one if we do one before Vegas.
You know what? I'm not going to Vegas. I would absolutely love for you to take my spot. I'd
call
in.
Okay.
But here's quick little Vegas tips.
Okay.
Do you know what hotel you're staying in?
We are staying at the downtown, what is it, the Grand? It's whatever the...
That's
the,
why I'm bringing him, because I don't know.
Whatever the MGA hotel is. They actually, right. like, as part of the package, you get a hotel.
So,
room.
Vegas...
I was planning on staying in the airport.
Here's the thing. Vegas is Vegas. Doesn't matter what you do. Let's talk about roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Get your room as cold as possible.
Okay.
Like, if there's not...
Do you listen to any podcasts?
Okay. If there's not water on your windows, it's not cold enough. And this is in the desert that has no humidity. Get it cold, have a good time, go out there, gamble a bunch, go find the little fucking horsey racies.
Oh yeah, I gotta find one for you. I'll make bets for you.
Just don't fucking go crazy.
Well, I heard hydration.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sunscreen, lip balm, and that's for you, Brett.
Mm. Moisturizer.
A lot of lip balm.
Moisturizer.
Brett, put on a lot of lip
balm. I know we're running out of time, but I feel like this topic deserves a little bit of time here. So if we run a little bit long, that's okay.
Well, we're at 1 hour right now on the dot.
Okay.
So
we're okay.
What else do we have to talk about?
You're getting 5 free minutes of this podcast, you lucky bastards.
Me.
So
this 5 minutes, sponsored by pbpaddle.com. Go ahead.
I think the first thing we need to say is if you are going to Vegas, we are not staying on the Strip as far as when we are in the MGA hotel. It is downtown Vegas.
Which now, I think is the better part of Vegas.
But from my understanding, which I've been to Vegas once, it's not necessarily where you want to be, but you can, you know, quickly take an Uber, whatever, wherever you need to
Joe
be.
Joe and I were there. We were kids. We went to Circus.
Mm-hmm. I've been there a handful
but,
of times.
I am the things that I have on my, you know, checkbox that I have to do while I'm in Vegas. I got to do the sports book Sunday.
Now,
that's
out. There's some things about this because OGs do the MGM, but I've heard of this other one called the Cirque,
which I have heard good things about the Cirque.
Like you get to be in a pool while watching football on a giant
I don't
want
to be next to you while you're pissing in the pool.
I would.
It's called urea. It's science. And you get it sweating or peeing, so it's really, come on.
Well,
but you don't really sweat in Vegas, I've heard.
But I do think, you know, when we're out there, I'd like to hang out with the Talis MGA people, and so if
we
can all pick one sports book, that'd be great. But, you know, I just heard your best friend John Morley was saying on his podcast that you should check with your chapter leader. So I think we need to send emails to the chapter leader asking what the plan is while we're in Vegas.
I think we should all make separate text threads. Just single text threads with the chapter leader. So
that's
everybody that's going, everybody start a separate text thread with Ian so you can ask him all the questions you need to know at any time. Mm-hmm. But I'll be honest, Brett, you're going to have that room probably to yourself because I think my best friend and I are going to catch up. We're going to be hanging out quite a bit. But you're more than welcome to tag along, but I probably won't be sleeping in our room.
Can I just say that when Joe and I had to stay together, we were very compatible roommates.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing we have going together, Darth Vader masks. So we can clink our Darth Vader masks before we go to bed, put them on, make sure that I'll make sure that yours is secure sealed.
Mm-hmm.
You can make sure mine is sealed correctly. Mm-hmm. And then that way we don't die.
Yeah.
The most important roommate, there's one tool. You can have your Darth Vader mask all you want.
And Big Dick Juan has that tool.
Poop candle.
I do want to say I was not on the podcast for the post Florida Man, but he did bring
candle
a poop candle.
Poop
candle.
If you're split in a room,
my poop doesn't smell.
Talk to your partner.
No,
just say figure out whom is going to bring the poop candle. Here's the thing. This is what I'll tell you about Vegas, and I've never been.
Did you get your you got the soft carrier, huh?
I do have a carrier.
He has a soft carrier though.
It's so soft.
What
it's the Taylor
it's from 1989 and it does have the bubble shaft color
bubble shaft
on
copper on it, so that should be fine on your woods. So
that's what she said.
That should, they won't be broken at all. Though. I've heard things about how golf bags get manhandled.
Just eat good. Eat good in Vegas.
Oh, I plan on hitting every time. Buffet and then just
the sushi buffet.
I'm eating.
No, every casino is the same.
Yes, yeah, free sushi. So
the
much
only
sushi.
Thing that's different about the casinos is the sports book.
Rock gut.
The LLC can probably attest to this. That's the differentiation between the casinos.
And I
sports book is better than the other. Other than that, every one of them has tables. They got this. They got that. They whatever. Go have a good time.
My plan
is fucking good.
My plan is not to drink any water, to hit up all the buffets I possibly can before I golf. And then also, when they try to give me nice liquor, I'm going to be like, no, bottom shelf.
No, thanks.
So I think my bowels will be fine.
Do you know, will you be playing in the main event?
That's all to be decided after this.
Because you don't have a win this year. Okay.
So, yet.
But, well, yes, you could win the last gasp.
But if I finish top 10.
So you might be a Harry Bourne.
I got to finish top 10, and right now I'm 10th, I think.
So, and I believe actually last year it was like up until like 14th on the chapter.
But they
list
do, they like, it. If, like, so if Larry's not going or Garrett's not going to Vegas, they kick them off of the list.
Correct. So you could move
it's
up.
It's the top 10 on our money list.
Correct. So I'm pretty sure.
So you need a check.
If everybody could just, you know, phone it in for the last gasp, I would really appreciate it so I could play Revere.
I'm going hard.
Actually, if I've made it like top 5 in that event, I'd probably make it.
Top 5.
Top 5 at the last gasp.
Well, I think it could happen.
Can I have that lighter?
It could happen. We got to wrap it up here. So any last word? Thank you, Brett, for coming over last minute. It was great to have you. Thank you for bringing the Honduran sampler. She was very nice to us. And anything else?
Yeah, I feel like we should probably do these a little bit more, a little more often, because there's a lot that we glossed over.
There's a lot we left on the table here, boys.
There's a lot. There's a lot of meat left on this bone. And we're not talking about BDJ. Or are we?